into producing gasoline. Every Nigerians must understand it is.
According to UN statistics, there are over 20 million orphans on the streets of Africa. Our next story features a compassionate entrepreneur in the U.S. who gave away her life savings to start her ministry, Reaching Hearts for Kids, to help orphans. For writer-producer Irina Robertson, Scott Riddlesberger narrates.
It was the time when I had cancer, and I wanted to do something with my life other than just work for myself.
Norma Nashed is founder and director of Reaching Hearts for Kids, dedicated to saving orphans from poverty and abuse.
It brings me joy, it brings me peace, purpose for my life, and significance.
A compassionate entrepreneur, Norma works full-time without pay, and she is not wealthy.
Also, I was willing to give whatever retirement savings I had because of my love to these children.
Norma Nashed gave away her modest savings to start her ministry 5 years ago. Okay. It helps more than 600 children in Asia and Africa, children who lost their parents to AIDS and other disasters. In Kenya, she sent help to a group of 70 orphans sheltered by Mary Matobo, a generous Kenyan woman who is not rich.
And these children have to be fed, have to be clothed, have to be educated.
Mary did not have any more food, even for one day. Norma sent her a three-month supply, then a shipment of school furniture.
This really looks like a classroom now.
The orphans did not have a reliable source of water. Reaching Hearts for Kids is digging a well for them. In Medan, Indonesia, 38 children also get food, education, and medical care thanks to funds Norma raised. In Ethiopia, 480 orphans depend on Reaching Hearts for Kids to fund basic needs. Now, Norma is helping to build 12 houses.
And it will be philanthropy, so we'll have some donors. And
Norma's ministry, Reaching Hearts for Kids, is a humanitarian outreach of the nonprofit organization Reaching Hearts International, a Christian service community. Its president and senior pastor, Michael Oxentenko.
She has worked with us, we've worked with her to see her dreams realized for saving children around the world. We're not thinking big, we're thinking small, and then working out from the small. To create a home of 10, and then to create another home of 10, another home of 10. To create model villages, to put children in homes with caregivers who can give them not just love and attention and food, but also values and connection.
Norma's love for children and her networking skills are attracting donations and services.
The donations have grown in the last 5 years from $5,000 in the first year to over $140,000 this year. Most of my donors are friends from the Middle East who give us substantial amounts now. But it took a few years to convince them that I'm, you know, determined. There are more than 20 million children on the streets in Africa, and this is according to United Nations statistics. So how can we allow them to be there, defenseless, on the streets, you know, victims of abuse and crime? This is 100% investment. You invest in the stock market, it may crash, but when you invest in lives, you make a difference, not only for now, for eternity.
The donations Norma generates are quickly recycled into checks and channeled to her orphanages.
This is the money we're sending out.
Norma has recruited her two assistants from within her church. Ketika Bechter, a biochemist studying public health, has committed to lightening Norma's workload.
Didn't know she was doing this all on her own, but I felt a tugging that I should participate in this, but I ignored it for a while. And then finally, I just gave in and I went up to her and said, Norma, if you have anything to do, I'd like to be part of your team.
A graduate in informatics and finance helps her in computer tasks.